This is the KWBU Fine-Tuned Music Series. I'm Kately Mills. Today, my conversation with local Southern rock musician Melinda Adams, who grew up listening to a variety of strong female vocalists like Linda Ronstadt and Melissa Etheridge. Melinda performs with a number of local bands and also works at Waco's Convention and Visitors Bureau, where she can see how music impacts the local economy. We talk about that, plus what could be on the horizon for the music scene. But first, here's her song, Muddy Waters.
Right now, you know, a lot of local musicians will market to their friends and family, like people who live here.
Yeah.
I think in the future, with downtown growing the way it is, that does open up our market to, hey, there's tourists coming in. Like, you know, people are here from Georgia, from California, from New York. Those are other people that you can market to and, like, you know, play your music for who are outside of our small community. So I think it's an opportunity.
How would you describe it? How does music link in to the economics here in Waco?
So I think currently we're more local based with that.
Okay.
Like when we're looking at tourism coming in, heads and beds is the goal. So like the more people who are buying hotel rooms here, that's, you know, that's bringing in revenue to the city. They're spending money in our businesses and things like that. So that's positive economic impact. Right now, with our music and our music scene, even with like the larger venues, people are not coming from out of town to see those shows. Mm. Like it's primarily a local focus. So like if you think of Larry Joe Taylor Festival in Stephenville, people come from out of town and they stay in Stephenville to go to that festival. And it's a multi-day festival.
Mm.
You know, if there's, you know, like ACL in or South by Southwest, you know, in Austin, people are coming from out of town, getting hotel rooms and spending money in that city, staying for more than one day. I think Waco can get there eventually, but it's not going to be an overnight thing.
What would have to happen for that to happen?
We would need to have a venue to be able to support that, for one, and then parking to go along with it to support that, and then a hotel base to be able to support that. Like right now, our hotel occupancy is very, very high because we have so much tourism coming in from Magnolia and from everything we've got going on over there. So I think that that's one thing that we maybe in the future can look at. But I think, you know, it's not going to be something that happens tomorrow.
Yeah. Is there any person or any group of people that are trying to make that happen that you know of, that are trying to, like, create those bigger venues to create maybe, like, a festival like that where it's all types of different genres, all types of... Is there anything like that happening?
There have been talks, just kind of in the planning stages of stuff about, you know, anytime there's money involved, everybody wants to spend it a different way.
Mm.
So it kind of just depends on the powers that be and which direction they decide to go. I mean, there are going to be new things coming to downtown. You know, I can't say everything that's coming right now, but
yeah,
there are going to be new things coming to downtown. There's going to be some new music venues coming to downtown. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff happening. It's not going to be an overnight thing. That's why I say if everybody can get on board the change train, and this is going to be a really cool ride if you can stick with it.
But would you say that being in Waco as a musician right now is like something that really people, like if people are considering moving out and maybe going to Austin, which is known for being a music city,
yeah,
would you recommend, hey, you know, Austin's cool and all, but there's going to be some really cool things happening here, so you might think about staying?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Learn more about Melinda online at kwbu.org, where you can also find more local musician spotlights for the Fine-Tuned Music Series.